Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. And God is still in the miracle working business, beloved. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's a God who hears and answers prayer. Regardless of how you've been struggling in your life, God's heard every prayer you have prayed. And He is always moving in unseen ways to fulfill our prayers according to His goodwill for our lives. We've been sharing the last several broadcasts on the Word of God, the Logos, and the Rhema. The Logos is God's written Word, and the Rhema, just to define it again, is that timely, Holy Spirit-inspired Word from the Logos that brings life and power and faith and anointing to perform and to fulfill it. Romans 10:17 states, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word or Rhema of God. The Rhema must be received by faith, by the hearer, in order for it to fulfill its mission. The Logos never changes nor fails, but the Bible is full of rhemas given to individuals which seemingly failed to come to pass. Actually, it wasn't the rhema of the Lord which failed, but rather the people who heard it failed to understand or interpret or believe or obey to or respond or wait upon or act upon it according to God's will and way. This is the meaning of 1 Corinthians 13:8. Prophecies shall fail. That's not referring, of course, to any prophecy in the written Word of God, but rhema words that are given or personal prophecies. Sometimes they fail because for various reasons, and I won't go into that right now, but when God speaks directly or through a prophet to a person or a nation, and they fail to respond appropriately, the prophecy may not come to pass. Let me give you a scriptural example of that. You all remember the book of Jonah? Well, God gave him a word, didn't he? He said, go to Nineveh and preach against that wicked city. Well, when Jonah got that word, what did he do? He got in a boat going the opposite direction. However, as if you're familiar with the story, a big fish swallowed him. He was 3 days and three nights in the belly of that big fish. And during that time, he was persuaded that it would be good thing to obey the Lord. And so he finally did go to Nineveh. He preached that word of the Lord. Nineveh will be over thrown in 40 days. What happened? The king, all the people, he made even the animals not eat or drink. They fasted, and God heard, and He reversed His judgment. That is an example of a prophetic word that a prophet gave, an established prophet, that didn't come to pass. Why? Because in this case, they did respond appropriately. They obeyed the word of the Lord. So when we use the word logos, we mean the scriptures as a whole, the Bible. When we use rhema, we mean a specific word from the Lord that applies to us today, individually. No true rhema spoken by a present-day prophet will be in conflict with the spirit and context of the Logos. Did you hear what I said? Never is a rhema, a personal prophecy, in conflict with the spirit and context of the written Word of God. The Logos is like a well of water, and the rhema, if you will, is a bucket of water from that well. The rhema is always dependent on the Logos. And the Logos, beloved, is the standard of all truth. Well, now let's take some time, and we want to understand a little more relevant things perhaps to our lives, personal prophecy and the Rhema, inward revelation, what is it? What is the difference between general prophecy and personal prophecy? Well, we've established the Logos is the standard of all truth. The Logos, if you will, is like the human body. The Rhema is one of that body's members, if you will, performing a particular function. The Rhema is always dependent on the Logos. The body, using this as an example, can continue to survive without certain members. Isn't that true? People have lost limbs and they may be disabled to some degree, but they can still live and manage. But no member can survive without the body. All Christians must live by the Logos and receive the Rhema as needed. And as we have seen the distinction between the Logos and the Rhema, we can now define a personal prophecy. What is this? When this term is used, we mean God's revelation of His thoughts and intents to a particular individual, or perhaps a family, or a group of people. It is specific information coming from the mind of God by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and it's for a specific situation. It's an inspired word directed to a certain audience. As the Lord directs, at times I share a prophecy on this broadcast that is given inspired by the Lord. I'm not reading it. It's what the Lord is giving at that moment. And by faith, we need to receive it. Remember what I shared on yesterday's broadcast? It takes faith to be able to activate that word. Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17 says, and hearing by the word or Rhema of God. And the Rhema has to be received by faith, by the hearer, in order for it to fulfill its mission. Remember, it says, believe the Lord God, and ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, and ye shall prosper. That's one of the kings of Judah. He said that to his people. Believe this word that you have just received from the mouth of the Lord through the prophet. And so, beloved, we have to respond in faith. If we listen lackadaisically, if we just, you know, despise prophecy, which Paul warned against. Listen, if prophecy was done away with, why would Paul take the time he did in the book of Corinthians to give special guidelines? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. If a prophecy is given in a congregation, let the others be silent, let the prophets judge. And so, beloved, Paul is giving guidelines. Why would prophecy be done away with? Has it been abused? Are immature and unlearned people, have they perhaps misused it? Unskilled and uneducated in the word? Yes, of course, but God has made a provision for that. As we stay under a ministry that believes in the moving of the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there's a process by where we grow in the Lord and we mature. And that's only done, beloved, by sharing our time, the time we give to the Lord, by spending it in His Word and by meditating upon it. Maturity doesn't come by the snap of the fingers. It comes by diligently seeking the Lord. And so personal prophecy that is spoken, and there's Rhema, which is inward revelation. We will normally use the term personal prophecy, however, in a more narrow sense, in order to distinguish between divine communications, which comes straight to us from God, and those which come through another vessel. How many times have you experienced, beloved, you've been reading the Word of God, and all of a sudden, a word, you may be familiar with it, you may not, but it just jumps out at you? Well, that's a Rhema word. That's the Holy Spirit quickening that Word of God for your life, for whatever situations you may be in. It is something that just becomes alive, and then you have to respond by faith. Generally, we do, it's like, oh, wow, yes, it's just exactly what you needed to hear because the Holy Spirit is quickening it. Praise God. A personal prophecy is that which we will call on an individual word, if you will, coming to someone through another human being. Rhema is what we will call a word communicated directly by God. So a rhema word basically is that which is coming from the word quickened to the reader or the hearer. And then, of course, the personal prophecy is a rhema that's being delivered to an individual or to a group, whatever the case may be. So this will help, beloved, I pray that it does, avoid the misunderstanding that we are endorsing, rather dangerous prophecies of some people who give themselves personal prophecies. No, beloved, I know people tend to do that sometimes, but let's just rely on the Word of God and let the Spirit of God quicken that. And we have to look also at the personal work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit convicts an individual of sin. Doesn't he do that? And wooing and regenerating that person is a personal, individual experience. Yet, it is the same work that the Holy Spirit must do to make any sinner into a child of God. And in a similar way, the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit is to bring out the deeper and greater meaning of Scripture as a personal event. In other words, we begin to grasp something in a way and have an understanding we didn't before. But I'm just using these terms generally. These situations are rhemas rather than personal prophecy. And of course, we have a general prophecy in the Bible, but oh my goodness, we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. My time's just flown. It's been such a joy and privilege to be able to share on this subject with the listening audience. But as I always do, if you are in need of prayer, beloved, there is tremendous power in prayer. It's the greatest power in the universe that we have access to be able to have the audience with the living God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And I know we can do that individually, and we should. But beloved, there is a time and a place for agreeing prayer. Or if you're being blessed by the broadcast, just write and encourage me. It's always a blessing to hear from members of my radio family. I love you, and I want you to know I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, I'm so grateful and thankful to God for your partnership, whereby we've been able to continue on, my goodness, for over 50 years and remain on this station. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.